On the issue of Bombardier, let me just say this, that it, I think, is encouraging to hear the Department of Transport is looking into the possibility of upgrading an existing fleet of Bombardier-built diesel trains to enable them to run using electric power. Now, this could be a good breakthrough. The fact is, about the previous contract, and we've discussed this in the House before, it was established by the last government. We had to follow those instructions. That's why that contract had to be awarded elsewhere. But we are looking to the future of Bombardier and the future of Derby, and we want to make sure it's a bright future.
Chris Williamson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Last week, the Prime Minister told the Honourable Member for South Derbyshire that he would do everything he could to help Bombardier, but the British train-building industry is hanging in the balance now as a result of the plan to build trains in Germany rather than in Derby. So can I ask the Prime Minister if he will meet me and a cross-party delegation from Derby to discuss how we can review the contract, and it is possible to review it, in order to secure the future of the British train building industry and keep Bombardier in Great Britain?
Well, we want to keep Bombardier in Great Britain, and we want to keep Bombardier working, and that is why, as I've just said to my honourable friend, there is this new opportunity. But this should be set in the context of the fact that we are putting a lot of investment into our rail industry, £14 billion into Network Grant for Network Rail, £3.8 billion for Crossrail, £750 million for High Speed 2. This is a government that wants to do more for our railway industry and wants to do more for Bombardier after they were so badly let down by the last government.